When challenges arise in your roofing business, it's best not to make a decision if you're off balance. So what can you do? Let's talk about a gratitude practice. Hi, I'm Daniel Laxtons, and you're listening to the Roofing Business Builder podcast, brought to you by Roofing Business Builder, the coaching program.
Go ahead and hit subscribe right now and click like and hit the bell so that way you'll be notified when another amazing episode comes out.
You know, in business, it's going to happen. We'll have our ups and our downs. Sometimes a big mistake can happen. Maybe something one of our employees did. And when this does happen, or maybe you ordered the materials wrong, there's all kinds of things that can happen. And you know what I'm talking about if you're running your roofing business. But when this happens, a lot of times we're trying to come up with a decision or a solution. And if you're already off balance, well, that can really mess things up. So this week, we're going to look into one of my lectures on the weekly wins call. This is that call where the ones that are in my coaching program listen to a lecture on law of attraction or mindset. And then we talk about a few other things, such as a detail and also prospecting. But in this episode, we're going to look into the mindset practice, which we talk about gratitude. Hey guys, we got some good stuff for you this week. Again, the purpose of this is to celebrate our wins, but also get a little bit of a mindset. We also are going to talk a little bit about some detailed training. And then lastly, we're going to talk about something that we can add to our sales. So this week, let's talk about our wins. So if you have any questions, please drop those into the chat box. And also concentrate on your wins for this week. I'm still concentrating on those. You know, we get distracted with different things, but don't forget that you are winning. And even if you don't have a big, big, big win, count those little things that happened throughout the day that, wow, someone gave me a cup of coffee for free. You know, I'm in something small, you know, or someone gave you something or what have you, or just knowing that your kids are doing well, that can be a win. So we want to think about our wins. So put your win into the chat box. All right. So let's begin with our mindset practice. Now, here's the intention we should hold for this week. When challenges arise, I use gratitude to center myself. When challenges arrive, I use gratitude to center myself. Now, here's the thing is no matter who you are, whether you're in business or not, you're going to have challenges. But especially us entrepreneurs that are running a roofing business, there are challenges that arise and they can knock us off balance. And then if we're off balance when we try to make a decision, well, what kind of decision are we going to make? Don't we want to make the best decision? So one way before we make that decision, one way that we can try to center ourselves, not try, we are going to center ourselves, is through gratitude. Think about the things that you're grateful for. And so wherever we focus our attention, we're drawing more energy towards that. And I can give you an example. If you, you know, before you got married, or maybe you're not married now, but you may be thinking about a certain person. And when you think about that person, your body starts to secrete different hormones or different chemicals. That within 3 minutes, you're going to start feeling a certain sensation. Now, if you're married and you see someone of the opposite sex and you're looking at that person for more than 30 seconds, then certain hormones or other chemicals will secrete into your bloodstream. But the thing is having gratitude will bring you back to center, because when you think about, well, I love my spouse, I love these things, that I love my children, then that can pull you back
into center. And so this is the same principle. It's easy to look at that sort of illustration to understand that whatever you look at for a long time starts to secrete hormones or different sort of chemicals into your bloodstream. So if you're looking at something negative that happened in your business and you're worried because right now you don't know the answer, but you start to worry, well, if you focus that energy on that negative thought or the fear, the panic, all those things, then within about 30 seconds, certain chemicals or hormones are going to hit your system, and then you're not going to be in a position to make a good decision. Just the same as someone, you know, looking at, say, something that they shouldn't be. And so what should we be looking at? Well, again, use gratitude. So what you can do then is when you see this, think about, well, you know, I'm so thankful for the trucks that I have in my business. I'm so thankful for the customers that we've gained over this past year. You know, granted, you have something terrible or crazy in front of you, right? But you're taking your focus and you're focusing on this gratitude process. And you say, I am so grateful that we came up with solutions in the past. I am grateful that we will come up with solutions now. So use this, the gratitude technique to center yourself long before you try to make a decision about something.
And now it's time, Paul.
Did you know that showing appreciation to your employees can build loyalty in your company? So I'm talking about gratitude. Showing gratitude to your employees creates employee retention. Studies have shown that companies with a high employee engagement and satisfaction have higher levels of customer satisfaction and retention of your customers. Now, in fact, according to Forbes magazine, companies that engage their employees have a 233% greater consumer loyalty to the brand and a 20% greater annual revenue than companies that don't engage their employees. So implementing practices like showing appreciation and gratitude, giving out rewards, and this should be like a monthly thing, you know, recognize different employees for what they're bringing the company and show gratitude to them. And this will really truly help grow your company. It'll actually create loyalty where, no, that employee of yours is not going to run out and start their own business because they love you. What are some ways that we can do some engagement with our employees? Well, we mentioned the one with rewards, but there's been other roofing companies that even maybe got a ping pong table or a pool table, or maybe on Fridays, they'll bring a food truck over and buy some meals for them. So, or movie tickets. I used to give away movie tickets, but be creative. Think of some ideas that you can show gratitude for your employees. And may your business soar. All right. So that's it for this podcast. So glad you're listening. I really do appreciate y'all. And again, if you're looking for some coaching, I'm basically a coach in your phone. So if you're up on a roof and you don't know what's going on, or you're trying to get into commercial and it seems scary for you, well, if you're part of the Roofing Business Builder family, then you always have me. You can get a hold of me and I will help you through those challenging situations. But remember to show gratitude.
And go ahead and hit subscribe right now and click like and hit the bell so that way you'll be notified when another amazing episode comes out.
Until next time, I don't always consult on commercial roofing, but when I do, I make millionaires. Stay wealthy, my friends.